Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Friday, March 29th, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast calls for windy conditions in New York City, with a high near 55 and a low near 39. Before today's top story, as new details emerge on a teen's fatal shooting by an NYPD officer on Wednesday, outrage has bubbled up over the tactics used by the officers who responded to a 911 call made by the teen himself. Wynn Rosario's death has also raised broader questions about how the city responds to mental health emergencies, fueling criticism that the city's use of police officers as de facto mental health emergency response teams is, at best, clumsy and, at worst, deadly. His death is the 20th killing of a mentally ill person by police in the city since 2015, a number that doesn't include those who've been injured, arrested, or committed to a hospital over family's objections. The incident is still being investigated, and no body cam footage has yet been released. It's unclear if the officers have been involved in prior shootings. Neither have been disciplined, a police official said. And a healthy Bruce Springsteen ran up lots of frequent flyer miles to make a surprise Wednesday night performance with country star Zach Bryan at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. Bryan wore a sleeveless Springsteen t-shirt during Wednesday's show and came on stage to Springsteen's 1982 song Johnny 99 playing, according to Rolling Stone. The Boss, currently touring on the West Coast, joined Bryan during the headliner's encore. The pair did a duet to Bryan's new song Sandpaper, during which a nervous Bryan flubbed the lyrics, according to Stereo Gum. Springsteen stayed on stage to close the show by helping Bryan perform his 2020 hit Revival. The Born to Run superstar contributed a solo to that song, NJ.com reported. There's no doubt the Boss is back. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com. The rollout of driverless cars in American cities has so far been pockmarked by speed bumps. In Tempe, Arizona, a self-driving car hit a woman walking her bicycle, killing her. In Austin, Texas, the expansion of autonomous cars is said to have slowed emergency response teams. And in San Francisco, where a rush of robo-taxis has arrived, the city has sued a California State Regulatory Commission that allowed for an expanded rollout of the futuristic autos. A CNBC headline blared that the city's robo-taxi program has been a mess. But advocates for the technology say it will ultimately make streets safer. And Mayor Adams' administration, bowing to the drumbeat of innovation, said Thursday that it would begin to permit operators to test drive autonomous autos on city streets in an announcement that divided street safety advocates. This technology is coming, whether we like it or not, so we're going to make sure that we get it right, Adams said in a statement. If we do, our streets can be safer. Google's Waymo self-driving car company has reported that its vehicles have logged 85% less injury-causing crashes than human-operated autos, based on more than 7 million miles of driverless travel. But the data is mixed. Other research has found that accidents are more common with driverless cars. And New York's unpredictable streetscape, clogged with sluggish traffic, rife with weaving bikes, and crisscrossed by jaywalkers with their heads in their phones, would seem a uniquely challenging venue for the new technology. The type of testing has not even been completed in other parts of the country, said State Senator John Liu, a Queens Democrat and member of the Transportation Committee. It would behoove New York City to wait to see some of those other results from this technology in less dense urban settings. Liu expressed difficulty imagining a self-driving car navigating around Times Square or negotiating traffic in the notoriously tricky Kew Gardens interchange. This is an example of something where New York City does not have to be first, the senator said by phone. Adams administration officials underlined that New York's program will differ from the rocky rollout in San Francisco. In New York, any company that wins approval to try out autonomous cars would be required to have a driver in the car during trials. The drivers would not be permitted to ride for more than 2 hours without a break. But critics noted that the mere presence of a human in a driverless car has not been a foolproof method to ensure safety during trials. In the fatal crash in Mesa in 2018, a driver was behind the wheel of the auto. Is it realistic to assume that in New York City, you're going to unleash these untested technologies and then ask a human to be there at the ready at every possible moment, never to look away, never to be on their phone? Asked the skeptical Danny Harris, director of the Transportation Alternatives Street Safety Group. I don't know how any of this can be set up to succeed, Harris said. To make streets safer, New York should be investing in bus and bike lanes rather than novel technologies, he argued. But street safety advocates varied in their views on the city's slight pivot toward driverless cars. Eric McClure, the head of Streets PAC, a local political organization committed to street safety, said he thought the city was implementing appropriate guardrails for the pilot program. He predicted there would be a long road from the pilot program to a broader rollout, and he said testing the vehicles in the safest way possible makes sense. We've seen an increase in dangerous driving in New York City over the past few years. Certainly, I don't think autonomous vehicles are going to speed recklessly, McClure said. There are plenty of drivers on the roads who probably should be replaced at some point. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.